This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Shout out to Hail to the District. Dude just made me laugh. Liam Griffin covers the Commanders for the Washington Times. Mm-hmm. We just saw Liam putting some suntan lotion on.
Was Liam putting on the lotion?
Yeah, he needs it.
He going outside?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're practice outside.
Now, I was just making sure because like, I was wondering at first. I was like, what? Dude, wait, got over here just to put on. I thought he was just putting on lotion. I didn't put on suntan lotion. But, like, yeah, he had a lot of it on. We had to rub it in.
So, Liam posted a picture of the receiver group that didn't have Terry McLaurin out there. And this Hail to the District guy tweeted at you and I, B. And mm-hmm. He said, good thing we got a bunch of dogs out there. Gallup catching everything with his hands. No body catchers in sight. We're going to open these phone lines up.
Oh, boy.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. This has been a heavy call day, but, you know, it's big news. Terry McLaurin's not at minicamp. I want to let people chime in. Dan Quinn just spoke, Commanders head coach. He made it very clear that he's not worried about it. He said, Terry's a fantastic teammate. We've already spent a lot of time with him. And, B, I actually wrote down what you said. You said, reacting to DQ's comments, coaches know workers. Coaches know players that have bought in. But mm-hmm. professional football coaches also know the business comes in.
Yeah.
Dan is still in communication with Terry. I'll put money on that. I just thought that was a really good synopsis of this. Mm-hmm. Now, I do want to check in.
I only just hung around for like 14 years of it. I've been around it since I left the game. I know a little something every once in a while.
I listen to you. Now, when we checked in on the aquarium this morning, my man Jeff was worried. He said,
Jeff is always worried, man.
Jeff
is the youngest worriedest guy I've met in my life, man.
He's the youngest worrier in charge. Jeff, do you feel a little better after hearing from Quinn?
Man, Jeff ain't here.
Well, he's back to his old antics.
I mean, B and I come to Ashburn for one day. Well, Landfill, do you feel better? No, after hearing from Dan Quinn.
No. I don't. The way I would have felt better is if he said, yep, just talk to Terry. They got a deal. He'll be here tomorrow. That would have made me feel better. Otherwise, I mean, I don't expect him to say it's a disaster. I don't expect him to play for the rest of the year or for us this season.
Okay. Landfill feels about the same. My man Zeke is on the line. Zeke
what
in
up,
Southeast. Zeke, you feel a little better about the situation.
I'm feeling about the same, but let me give you a scenario, okay? Brian, right? Let's say this is your last year. You're Terry. You're probably going to want the max amount of years and the max amount of money. Let's say you want 4 years, 30-plus million. That sounds about right?
4 years, 30 million a year, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
What really matters is the guarantees, though.
Go ahead.
Okay, but then on the other side, JP, now, you're Peter. You're looking at this, you're saying, Jaden's contract is going to be up in, what, 2 years? I'm going to have to pay him $70 million and pay Terry $30.
Dude,
that's $100 million.
Can I pause you real quick? I explained this, but I know people are in the car at different times, so I'll explain it again. Jaden Daniels was drafted last year, okay? His rookie deal is 4 years. Then there's a one-year option, which gets that to 5 years. Jaden Daniels, now here's a number of things are going to happen with Jaden's contract. He's going to have a huge salary cap number in 2029. 2029, dog. June of 2025. Terry's deal will have guarantees on it the first 2 years of the extension. So that will give Terry guaranteed money probably through the end of the 2027 season. By the time
6-7,
yeah, he'll have because they're going to throw guarantees on it this year, 26 and 27.
Yeah,
by 2028 they'll be able to make a decision on that. Not to mention, and yes, Jaden, as soon as he's eligible to talk contract extension, which will be after the 26, they'll probably start talking contracts with Jaden February of 27, and he can sign then. And God bless Jaden because it's going to be a big number. He gets all his bonus money right away. All right? Mm-hmm. He gets the bonus money in cash right away.
Right away.
But for cap purposes, that bonus money gets spread out over the life of the extension.
It's prorated.
The big Jaden contract concerns for salary cap purposes do not hit until 2029. They make zero impact on a Terry McLaurin contract extension. Hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah, I didn't understand. Yeah, that makes sense. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, great.
Appreciate it.
All right, let's get to Matt in D.C. Matt.
What up, Matt?
You feel better after hearing from DQ?
I've never really felt bad. Like, I know, they're not morons. They're going to give him a lot of money, and he deserves every penny. All these people equivocating on it and the body catches and the no breakaway speed. How many big plays did Terry McLaurin make last year? Like the Bengals game. I mean, DK Metcalf, who's like a total stud, you know, looks amazing in shorts, all that kind of stuff. It's like he's not, I mean, all due respect to DK, I do like him. He ain't half the wide receiver Terry McLaurin is. I mean, Terry had 13 regular season touchdowns and one in each postseason game, as I recall. Second team all pro. I don't get the equivocation by some of the folks calling in.
Dude, I totally agree with you, Matt.
I agree 100%.
Bro, he just broke the franchise receiving touchdowns record. And there's been some damn good receivers. Gary Clark, Ricky Sanders, Hall of Famer, Art Monk. Like, that was a great call, Matt. I appreciate you. I think it's going to get done. Top of my head, I can think about the outrageous catch in the corner of the end zone week 3 against the Bengals. The huge play in the Lions playoff game where he went 75. He had that out. Landfill just dropped it in the text thread. But the play against the Cowboys before the missed extra point.
I'm going to tell you how I think. Somebody calls in here and make the comment that caller made earlier today. I immediately dismiss him. I dismiss what he says. Because he can't be a fan. Because if he watched the games, he would know that the man can break away. And the other guy, the man, has caught with his hands. Okay? So my thing is sometimes people say things and they got to let their friends know they're about to call in and say, I just keep moving on you.
Keep these phone lines
keep on
going.
Moving.
1:30, we will not discuss Terry McLaurin. All right? 1:30.
Can't wait for 1:30 to get here.
What'd you think of DQ saying no restrictions on Lattimore?
Cool with it. It shouldn't be no restrictions about at this time. You know, the season ended 5-6 months ago? Shouldn't be no damn restrictions right now.
Dude, we just posted some video from.
I would be way more concerned if there were some restrictions right now than I am about the Terry thing.
Sure. I still have more concerns over the Lattimore than I do Terry.
Yeah.
And Terry's not even here. Mm-hmm. NBC4 Sports on Twitter just posted a really good video of Laremy Tunsil, who's here working out with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
I retweeted it. First replies from our guy, Big Boy Genius. Mm-hmm. You know what he said?
What?
That's a big MF. I like that one. That's a big man,
yeah,
he's
big, dog.
That's a big man.
I saw him yesterday walking across the field. I was like, that dude is huge.
Jason Garrett is here today, and I think Will Muschamp is here today. This is the time of year where lots of folks are here. We kind of forgot Wes Welker is here on the staff.
Yeah, Wes
now.
Is on the staff. I talked with Wes that day I was out there.
Do you know him at all, or just to kind of get to know him? Good guy? I've never talked to him.
Wes always been a cool dude.
Alex is in Silver Spring. Alex, you feel better after hearing from DQ?
What's going on? Yeah, I mean, they're going to get it done. It's just, I don't blame them. Do you be Mitch? I mean, you were a player. You know what I mean? You got to do what you got to do. It's a business.
That's it. You got to.
Yeah, so, I mean, I love the dude, everything else. Class act, keep his mouth shut, I mean, and comes to work. And those are the ones that you really, but it's a business at the same time. So I know how it is and this and that. And what we're leaving out also is, man, he made these mediocre quarterbacks look pros. I mean, I was like, I thought Heineke was the real deal. The way, you know, he made them look, him and all the others.
Well said.
All right, brother.
Remember that catch he made against the Colts when Heineke said, F it, I knew Terry was down there somewhere?
Uh-huh. He just closed his eyes and threw it.
It is fascinating how people are trying to, like, and it's a very few.
But see, those are the people who probably never liked them. But they have to try and justify something to make themselves seem like they're smarter than everybody. You're not that damn smart. If you can't see that dude is a baller, then you're blind as hell. All that dude has done is overachieve anything that when he was drafted that they say he will do. So all he's done. But he got, oh, he's overrated. But then he followed that up by saying he'll be a lot to other teams around the league. If you're overrated, the other teams around the league ain't going to want you, right?
Dude, so I just got this text. Not text, this tweet from Foot Model.
This tweet.
Tweet. Shout out to the Foot Model. He says, maybe I'll get blasted here and I don't care, but I don't think Terry is worth top eight money in the league. So let's take an honest look at that take. I think you could argue Terry maybe isn't a top eight wide receiver. I think you could argue he is.
I don't think anybody, but the whole thing about it is, it's not your fault when you become free.
Right. The money is not.
And that's what most guys don't understand. Yeah, and listen, I know everyone is an expert in sports today, but let's be real. You don't understand that they sign a deal, you become a free agent, and normally if you become a free agent after you have a big year, they're going to be trying to pay you the money that's up in that range. You don't ask for it necessarily. It's offered to you. That's just how it works. I remember here when they was Lachey had just signed, and then somebody else came up, and they say we can't pay him that much. He wouldn't got that much. You see what I'm saying? Because it's not your fault that you become a free agent at the time somebody else does when you have a good year.
Right now, Terry is outside of the top 10. I counted this earlier. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. He's the 16th highest paid receiver. Mm-hmm. When he gets this new deal, he certainly won't be top three. CD, Jefferson, and Chase will occupy those spots. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll be right around DK. So maybe, and remember, this is an extension. So this is for next season. Going into next season, before a free agent gets signed, maybe he'll be top five. I bet before games are played, he's still not top five. I bet he gets bumped down a little bit.
Yeah, but like, I remember I told you about Jim Kelly.
And I bet by week one, he's not top eight.
Jim Kelly had a contract where he had to be in the top three paid quarterbacks in the league. So you sign the deal and you become number three, he got a dollar more than you the next day without even saying anything. And a lot of times people like to trip on the money someone is making and don't even know what the other people truly make. They just know that one number that they throw out, oh, $40 million a year, or he signed for how many years guaranteed, or they throw the number out there. The number of the whole contract never really gets paid completely to the player. The guaranteed years is what get paid. And these guys get paid astronomical numbers. We don't make it. Okay? I didn't make the astronomical numbers they make now. I made a lot more than people would say about what I didn't deserve. But you can't say that. That's what they pay in this profession. That's you pay what you're worth. And if they offer you that type of dollar, you get it.
Well, and guess what else is going to happen? Now, some of these guys might have fifth-year options. But guys like Jaxon Smith-Njigba are going to become free agents. Mm-hmm. Zay Flowers are going to have to work a deal with. Like Jordan Addison in Minnesota. Jameson Williams. Like, there's young receivers that are going to come up and get paid, too. Like, the money is never static. And the best deal you can get today is a way better deal tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Harold is in D.C. Harold, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, fellas? My biggest thing is they talk about Terry not being a true number one or wanting to compare him to Chase, CeeDee Lamb, and all those. He's that guy on this team. If you swap those guys out and give them what Terry had and give Terry the quarterback stability they had, he blows them out the water.
That's hey, great call.
That's a great call right there because – sometimes, instead of just being a damn hater, which most callers are, they hide behind the damn phone, they're haters. They call in and make those comments with nothing to back it up. This dude here understands. Put some of those same guys who we think are the greatest of ever, and put them in the position he was in for those first 4 or 5 years, and let's see if they make those same numbers.
How about this? To your point, Harold, it's a good call. Josh Norris is a friend of the program, Underdog Fantasy. In Terry's first 5 years in the NFL, he had 11 red zone touchdowns. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
11 red zone touchdowns in 5 years. That means largely his touchdowns came on deeper passes on mm-hmm. him probably.
Oh, he couldn't run, though.
Last year, Terry had 10 red zone touchdowns.
Damn.
Imagine, like, he finally had a good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
People act like that's going to go away. I think it's nuts. I don't think we need to continue to expand on the Terry stuff.
We don't.
I think
I can't say some of the words I almost said earlier. So no, we can't. We got to move on.
Right. I think it's interesting. I think I did hear from one of the contract guys that the fourth year, once his extension hits, it's not. They're still quite team-friendly. I'm talking about Jaden now. But the extension will factor in the fourth year and the fifth year. Mm-hmm. They just won't factor into the cap hit, which is what people get worked up about. I think you can get a Terry deal done and not have to worry about Jaden's deal is my point. Mm-hmm. And hopefully folks are understanding of that.
And let's be real. What Adam is trying to do is, look, Adam's job is to make sure that he's taking care of this whole team. And he's going to work with it. And listen, don't no GM just say, oh, here, this is what you want, just take it. They're going to mess with it a little bit. And if you were able to get a few dollars instead of an extra few $100,000, they're cool with it. Or if they talk you down maybe a few dollars, they're cool with that too. But this is what happens in negotiations, people. None of them just happen. Bang, walk in, give a number. Oh, okay, I accept. They don't accept like that. It's always some discussion.
Businessman, contract negotiations. There is a ton we haven't discussed today that we're going to. We've been talking about Terry McLaurin for 3.5 hours, mm-hmm. which is, I think, the right way to approach today. But I think now that we've approached today, we can kind of move forward. TJ Oshie retired last night. It was a really cool ceremony. Yeah. I do want to play some of that audio. I was really happy to be there, and it was also a small part of me kind of realized that era of the Caps is kind of over.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I drink Celsius every day, and Landfill has acquired some interesting information.
I saw that. I saw it, but I need to know exactly what it's about.
We're going to get to the bottom of this. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We've been talking about Terry McLaurin for 3.5 hours. And
it's been a long time, Jay.
I think we're moving forward. We're on to Cincinnati, where Terry had a dope-ass touchdown catch last year.
Yep.
A really big shift for the Washington Capitals yesterday. Not a surprise because, you know, Oshie's been hurt dealing with a back injury, but he officially retired.
When they said
that
it was going to have a special announcement, we kind of figured that.
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't just announce it as a retirement announcement.
Yeah.
Maybe he wanted to be the one to say that. So I went to the event last night. It was the Georgetown Waterfront.
I saw you.
Tony and Joe's and Riverside Grill, everybody was popping. It was beautiful weather. It was a lot of fun to be at, honestly. And the Caps did it right, man. They had kind of giveaways for everybody that showed up. They had face painting for kids. It was a cool event. They had a boat roll up with the Caps logo on it. It was neat. It was cool. Grant and Danny did their show out there. Osh took time to talk to everybody afterwards, which was really cool.
That's cool.
And it was funny. In his speech, he said, you know, I was just going to do a social media post, but I guess we're going to do all this. And
in other words, the team made me do it.
Right. But he got choked up a number of times.
I heard when he was talking about what's it called? Went by Backy and when they were on the road and stuff.
He said, you know, Ovechkin, Backstrom, Wilson, and Carlson, that crew has a real tight bond. And Backstrom and Carlson were there. Maybe others were there. I saw Backstrom and Carlson. Ryan Zimmerman was there. Carberry.
Ryan did a lot of stuff. Ryan was in the Apple Blossom Parade I was in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we hung out together there.
Good for him, man. TJ Oshie is
class.
Total class act.
Yep.
And I think we should all just be happy we got to cheer for him for this amount of time. Landville has a portion of his speech. Let's let the folks hear that, Landini.
So to my family, friends, coaches, trainers, teammates, fans, and to the game of hockey, promise you this. The moment my skates touched the ice, I gave you everything I had. With that, after 17 years in the NHL, I'd like to officially announce my retirement. Thank you.
Obviously emotional. Dude played over 1,000 games in the NFL.
NHL.
NHL, sorry.
The NFL, you're not walking.
Yeah. I just incredibly impressive dude. And it was just a tough, like, Ovi is going to be bad. It's contrary to that one email that went out. All reports show Ovechkin's back next year.
Yeah.
But most people think after that, Ovi hangs it up and that he might play a year in Russia or something. But we know, I mean, Oshie and Backe haven't played for a while, but now, like, they're officially, their contracts are done.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the Caps have gotten younger. They should have the other Protas brother. Protas is really good. Chychrun's really good. The kid Leonard's, I think, going to be really good. Like, the Caps have done a hell of a job of trying to rebuild this thing on the fly with aging veterans. But yesterday, I had this, like, feeling of, damn, like, this brilliant run that this collection of – and Wilson's obviously still an elite player. I'm not taking away from any of the guys that are there. Carlson's still playing. But it's just – I don't know, man. I like Osh a lot, and
– But see, that – like, tying that into us talking about Terry earlier, that is why players have to do what Terry's doing sometimes. Because – yes, we watch the games, we cheer them on, we're happy as hell about it. But the side that caused Oshie to retire, that happens in football too. So, you know, guys have to sometimes not be there for maybe a mandatory minicamp to try to position themselves. So if that comes to a point, they got it. They try to squeeze every piece of juice out of that damn orange that they could. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
That's another part of it, too. People look at sports and always just great all the time. No, it's not always great. Man said he'll sleep on his damn bathroom floor.
Right. All right, B. Congratulations to T.J. Oshie on a great career.
Definitely.
Now, I've had a few people send me this. I missed this yesterday. You were out here. Maybe you saw this in person. Some photos and stuff are emerging from Commanders Media Day yesterday, where all the players are in uniform, they're taking photos, doing all that stuff, right? Big Doug and Chris Bryant have sent me this, that part of the Commanders Media Day pictures included a spear. I just dropped it in the text thread, so if you didn't see it yesterday, you see it now. This, to me, looks very much like a Roman gladiator type thing, and not folks kind of running with the spear on the old helmet. I think I'm taking a break from the name and uniform conversation. But have you seen this? It looks cool. Jaden holding a spear in like a what? It kind of looks like Indiana, like Raiders of the Lost Ark type stuff. I don't know. Do you care to respond to that?
Nope.
Brian? Just nothing.
No.
Did you see that yesterday?
No.
Okay.
I'm not saying.
What I thought that I really liked.
I see a lot, Jay. I just don't always say a lot.
The thing I liked a lot that I saw some of the photos had, like, you know, it's a very, I'll call it iconic, but it's a very definitive look of metro stations with, like, the concrete walls in that very specific pattern. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
I liked that. They had like a fake metro wall behind a lot of the guys for their pictures.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool. I don't think because Jaden took a picture with a spear means they're going back to the spear helmet. I could be wrong. We'll find out.
Hey, man. Well, you know people are going to run with that anyway. So I have learned that, bro.
All right. So the topic at hand. B. Mitch and I drink Celsius.
I haven't drank none in a while, though, Jay.
Well, I drank one this morning. I drink Celsius then. And you know who put me on to Celsius?
Who?
Jordan Giorgio. I don't drink coffee, so I drink a Celsius every morning. I used to drink two a day. I've tried to back off on that. Apparently, that's a lot of caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
So, Major League Baseball, landfill, that link's not working. I'm trying to find another one. I guess Major League Baseball came up with some, like, test for energy drinks as far as what can and cannot be triggered in a drug test. All right, I'm reading now from Men's Journal. Professional athletes have to go through regular drug testing to make sure they're clean before they're allowed to compete. Mm-hmm. Of course, professional athletes also use energy drinks because they often need to replenish lost electrolytes and minerals during difficult competitions and matches, much like me. Now, one energy drink is being discussed as possibly being flagged as cocaine in drug tests. According to a report, the MLB is strongly discouraging players from using this energy drink because it has been known to result in false positive drug tests.
Which one is that?
Celsius.
Wow.
According to a reporter, Emily Walden, she was told Major League Baseball provides a list of drinks that have been tested to not flag during drug testing. Most popular were C4 and Red Bull. She added, Celsius has an ingredient known to flag as cocaine in MLB drug testing, and though it's not officially banned, it's strongly discouraged.
Okay, well, I guess my stop drinking Celsius was a good call, huh? Well, hey, I'm not taking drug tests these days.
The Olympics, that's cool. The Olympics has... The Olympics, I think, has the most strenuous drug testing.
But how they allow them to put something in a drink that will come up as cocaine on a drug test?
Here's what I find interesting. The Olympics has the most strenuous drug testing in the world. They have Olympic athletes that are doing sponsorship deals with Celsius. Does anybody think these baseball players might have just gone out and gotten a little loose and then trying to blame Celsius on it?
That damn Celsius did that.
I don't know.
But you know what, though? Being on the executive committee of the NFLPA, and we would have to go through the way of trying to figure out ways, like companies sell you stuff and say it has nothing in it. So we had a company that they would have, you could send the stuff to them, and they would test it for anything that was illegal. And if they were to send it back to you and you didn't pass the test or something, you know, you had their backing with the NFLPA. But what if people would go in, like you just stated, do something and say, well, I took the stuff that the people said were good. You know what I'm saying? It still could happen. But some of these drinks that you have out there today, it's more than what they say is in it.
I just
have to believe that.
Landfill, what is in Celsius that could flag cocaine? I turn to you.
I'm a chemist, Landfill, or something? I don't know.
Hell, yes, you are.
You claim to
you
be.
You know everything else. You always know something when somebody else asks a question. Why wouldn't we want to know something?
I got nothing in there. I don't know what's in it.
God damn it.
I know it's delicious.
You read the article. That's what you're saying, because it has said what it is.
Somebody on social media said Celsius is a hell of a drug.
Now I'm asking this question. How many people just heard that report or read that report that are running to the store right now to get Celsius? How many people you think?
According to people on TikTok, some people believe Celsius has created false positives for meth and for coke. I kind of think these people are just doing meth and coke and trying to blame it on Celsius.
I don't know. You like to drink them all the time, Jay. You seem like you're addicted. You may be.
Maybe White Brian has some information to share with the room. All right. Celsius does have a lot of caffeine. Celsius has 200 milligrams of caffeine in a can. All right, I have a Diet Coke in my hand. How much caffeine's in this joint? It doesn't really tell you.
Most things don't tell you exactly what's in them today.
How much caffeine in Diet Coke? What does Diet Coke have that's supposed to be bad? Aspartame?
Aspartame.
All right, so a Diet Coke has 46 milligrams of
and
caffeine.
How much is
Now, this is a 12-ounce can.
46, and how much is Celsius at?
200.
Damn.
I also
done with that.
I also think it has other stuff in there.
It got to have other stuff in there.
What is, like, taurine? I don't know what this stuff is.
Yep. Taurine, that's the, what they try to act like.
Red Bull has, right?
Red Bull has the other, what's the other, they got the little fake sugar in that one.
All right, so I did notice in the office, they stopped selling Celsius, and now they have those Alani's. Have you noticed that?
No.
You know the little break room in the office? The Celsius was the top row?
But I've seen Celsius in there last week.
Bro, this was yesterday. It was all Alani, Landfill, of which you had one.
You don't remember.
Landfill, yep. Do you feel methed out right now?
No.
Okay. B, you know how you like those Bangs?
I stopped drinking those because there is something in that.
Yo, 300 milligrams
Dude,
of caffeine.
When I would ride the bike and we were going like these long rides, and you get exhausted, you drink a Bang, you will fly right through the damn ride.
So if you're drinking Starbucks, I like the matcha, which really doesn't have that much caffeine. Wow, 16-ounce matcha is about 80 milligrams of caffeine. If you're getting a venti coffee, if you're getting it iced, it's 200 milligrams of caffeine. Hot is 325 milligrams of caffeine. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Red Bull.
That's the big one?
Yeah.
Venti, the big one?
A Red Bull is about 114 milligrams of caffeine, and it's a little bit smaller. They say only you shouldn't have more than two.
More than two of those drinks?
More than two Celsius.
In what, a day?
Celsius contains a common version of the vitamin B12 called, I'm going to butcher this, cyanocobalamin.
So
the FDA says it's safe.
So you shouldn't have
B12 is supposed to be a
yeah, it's supposed to be
a go-getter, drink, right?
You're supposed to only drink two of them in what period of time?
A day. You know what I'm going to do?
I had an argument with one of my friends one time about the coffee because they were drinking a lot of coffee all the time, and then was trying to complain, talking about how they're trying to get healthy. I'm like, not drinking all that damn coffee. And they were drinking the Starbucks one, the big ones.
Well, yo, you get a big Starbucks, and I know some people that are in this that were in this media room an hour ago that get not only the big Starbucks, but then they add espresso shots to it.
Yeah,
like
I've done that.
You know what?
Because like they tell you that when you ride the bike, just drink Coke. Drink a Coca-Cola instead of gravity. Any one of those energy drinks, and it does more and does better for you than those drinks because those drinks got a lot of fake stuff in it.
Keep the fake stuff to yourself. When we come back, we're going to make some bets. Be Mitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Tuesday is about gone. Commanders minicamp today. We'll be back out here tomorrow. Dan Quinn ain't worried about Terry, and neither should you. What I like to do, though, is make bets. Let's do it. Heard it here first.
Heard it here first.
All right. Little bit of news before we get to the bets. Bobby Wagner not at Commanders practice today. Excused absence. I believe, I don't want to be incorrect on this, but I believe Bobby Wagner just graduated from Howard's Business School.
Or, hey, there. I mean, it's been talked about a lot. I know that.
Yeah, and I wonder if today is like graduation or something. Regardless, a veteran of that stature who isn't here and the coach says it's an excused absence, I think you roll with it. All right, White Brian, how'd we do last night?
JP and Jeff won. Everyone else lost.
Bang, J-Dogs.
Tripping. Hold on. I won.
I heard you weren't here to make the pick.
He just like JP got his thing in last week, I'm getting mine in because I told him that I was taking the damn Panthers.
One, you guys didn't count mine. Two, I told him you were taking the Panthers.
No, we counted yours. Because Jeff and Landfill was trying not to count it. See, Landfill, little sneaky ass, try to hide in the background.
Yeah, Landfill, sneaky ass. Think you're slick.
I'm 1-0, dog.
All right, three of us are 1-0. Landfill's 0-1.
If Beamish is going to get, he wasn't even here, violating the rules, I feel like I should at least be 0-0.
How are you going to be 0-0? I told him what I was picking.
Yeah, but
I had to go do something just like he had to go do something last week.
I think if you're on the show and then you have
is what he is. He's just full of crap. You're an ass is what you are, Landfill.
It was one segment
I'm
he had to jet
being
for
nice
yesterday.
I'm going to start treating you like everybody else.
It was one. I'm
taking
Argentina.
Picks. Argentina. That's a soccer team, I assume. It's a country in South America.
If you're not watching the game, you should not be able to vote on it.
I am taking the Nats. I'm taking McKenzie. Ooh. I'm taking the Nats plus 1.5 tonight in New York with McKenzie Gore on the bump. I think he'll keep that thing close.
That game, I tell them.
Don't blow it for me, Nats bullpen. Keep it close. I got the Nats plus 1.5 over White Brian's Mets. What do you like, B?
Give me.
Sound like my kids.
I'm going to take the Phillies.
The Phillies. All right, White Brian. Jeff doesn't get a pick, right?
He does not.
Right. Okay, what do you got?
I'm taking the Cubs and the Mets.
Ooh, a parlay. All right. Well, I hope my Nats pick messes up your Mets pick. Thank you to everybody that listened to the show today. Thank you to Barstool Nate for joining us. Thank you to Steve Wino for joining us. Ton of callers. Mostly smart conversation. Appreciate all of you.
Mostly.
Grant and Danny coming your way next. Make sure you listen to the fellas. I'm sure they'll have some comments about Terry McLaurin. We'll be back at it tomorrow. You made it this far. Jeff owes you a beer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.